Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
You're listening to The True Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox at realitycheck.radio.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want.
I wanna be free. Free. Don't wanna be judged. Don't wanna be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was put into a
sack. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need to
here, the truth is here. I want truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want
the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Anti Korido Pono Truth Speaker Show is back for your Saturday afternoon right here on RCR. Another massive selection in today's playlist, just browsing through, looking now, and I have a little bit of everything in there for everyone. While it all syncs together and connects, even if at times a massive contrasting genres, there is a connection within them all that we all share, which I feel is a good analogy for life. We are all different. Yet we have a common ground within our differences, and that isn't just reference to those within our apparent truth and freedom circles. I'm talking about left, right, up, down, middle, top, bottom, everybody. So that to me is what the music on my show symbolizes, the vast differences in genre, contrasting, yet all flows from start to finish, connecting through song to song. If you haven't heard Ren before, he is a genius songwriter. That song was Money Ties, and let's scroll through some quotables on that song. In Money Ties, Ren says, "You'll learn that love is not enough. It's not a world for a kid. So toughen up and buckle up, because it's about to get bumpy as shh." Then he goes on to rap, "If the forces that divide us, now's the time to stand tall." Now let's dive into that for a moment. If the forces that divide us. Do you know who or what is currently dividing humanity right now? What is division? Let me hear what you think division is. 2057 text or email inbox at realitycheck.radio. To me, division is the inability to listen. The refusal to understand someone else, the refusal to even hear someone else who you see as on the other side or your so-called enemy. There is a war going on for your mind right now. There is a fight for your mind, a fight to ensure that you think a certain way. And anyone who thinks differently to you, you have been told that they are the enemy or a threat to your ideals and your way of life. The reality is, the truth is, other humans aren't your enemy, because we're all just trying to live, survive, and raise our children how we feel is right. While there is a fight for power at the top, and I'm not talking Democrat, Republican, I'm not talking Kamala and Trump, I'm talking Rothschilds versus Rockefellers and the entities above them. It's all two lines of existence all the way down to us, and then we argue with the left, we argue with the right. We argue with the gay, the straight, the brown, the white. We argue with the rich, the poor, Muslim versus Christian, which I might touch on a bit more detail later. Well, at the end of the day, we are all here to live together within our differences and allow another to have the freedom to do so with respect and love, to be who they are, to be who you are, to be who I am. You want to know how, in my opinion, our minds are controlled today in this present day and age? Amongst many other things, but the main tool of control is the internet. And at the risk of sounding like an old man, the internet effed humanity, and Prince tried to warn us of that. The internet, like everything, could have been such a positive tool for humanity, but in typical human nature, it ends up being an overpowering negative tool of control and division. We start with access to way too much information, a constant flood of information, a constant roll of worldly issues, a place where someone can spend days, weeks, months just doom scrolling information, facts, perspectives, narratives, whatever. Then you mix that with social media, a place where people can share the information they feel they have found, create importance around it, speculate. Social media, a place where fools can be heard, a place where people argue, bicker, a place where the comments section has become some sort of relevance and importance, a place where people can endlessly argue and fight, where division is created, a place where seeds are planted in the mind and then that is carried out of the digital realm into the physical realm, and someone will see a certain something and automatically trigger a subconscious seed that was planted within their social media bickering and see someone as a certain whatever, when the reality is that person is just another human trying to human and not a threat to your humaning. We need to get back to basics and stop allowing all these seeds of division having us focus our energy in the wrong place, which is attacking each other. And instead see that left, right, straight, gay, black, white, brown, Muslim, Christian are all being used within a divide and conquer to keep us distracted by attacking each other and not working together to stop the elite psychopath dictators pulling the strings. If you have just tuned in, my name is of course Tobias Tahi and this is the Truth Speaker Music Show for RCR Reality Check Radio. And if anything I've spoken on today has sparked your mind, has triggered you, if you have any input, if you want to correct me, or if you have any music requests, 2057 is that text, or you can email inbox at realitycheck.radio. And that is the perfect song to round off today's Kōrero Pono Show, Truth Speaker Show. That song was, of course, Hi-Rez, Make God Cool Again. There's a few lines in that song that really resonate with me. The first is, they keep demonizing you, politicizing you, criticizing you, and still weaponizing you. Then he goes on to say, I've seen miracles. God shouldn't be political. It's not left or right wing, or black or white thing. And then he goes on to say, I hope people are praying regardless who they pray to. And this is how I will round off today's show. Your connection with God, it's a personal one. It isn't a competition. It isn't a relationship that is threatened by anyone other than yourself and your own love and trust in God, whatever or whoever God is to you. I'm done with the whole, my God is the right God, your God is the wrong God crap. Believe what you believe, respect that others believe what they believe, and just live within a high moral standard with a powerful relationship with God, no matter who or what that is to you personally. Anyone who wants to use religion as a justification to shut down someone else with the claims of, this is a spiritual war and our God is the only one, our religion is the only one, is part of the problem. I'll be back next Saturday. Modi order.
You're now listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to, dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox at realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you. So connect with us today.
We need to be being resilient. We need to be being strong. We need to be together discussing the big ideas. The ideas that the mainstream media not only don't talk about, but openly dismiss and then attack anyone that does talk about them.
Simply that we believe something because it's been a tradition doesn't actually make it true. We can look in the past and see what happens when belief is prioritized over discussion and seeking, if you will, a foundation for truth.
Alas, we have no tear down this wall politicians in our uniparty. Our lot can't even hold their nerve when it comes to keeping men out of women's sports.
All of these people who say, oh, I don't believe in conspiracy theories, don't mean I've studied what is being suggested here. I think on the balance of probabilities, it's not likely. What they mean is, I'm scared of even thinking what would be if that were to be the case.
Where were the real men in all of this? Why weren't they standing up? Why weren't they protecting these principles? Where were they?
You look at them up there with their word salad, hitting all of the buzzwords that they like to talk, but they've got this like crazy eyes look, and you just sit there thinking, you're putting the mental into environmental in a big way here.
This is only the beginning, the tip of the iceberg. This is the start of something new in New Zealand media. I would not be allowed to do this on any other platform. You would not be allowed to hear these conversations anywhere else in New Zealand media, only on RCR.